Welcome to episode 17 of the SWNZ podcast, a podcast for New Zealand Star Wars fans. My name is Matt.
And my name is Christy.
Today is May the 4th, aka Star Wars Day. Star Wars Day started out as being a bit of a lightweight pun used by fans on social media, but it's expanded to become a semi-official event where fans can celebrate all the fun hobbies and media that they personally enjoy. Obviously, the coronavirus lockdown that we're currently experiencing is affecting the way we can celebrate May the 4th, having an impact in that stores are selling via online ordering only and there have been some delays in terms of products getting into the country. Nevertheless, there are a few things worth talking about today. Let's start with Disney Plus. The official streaming service from Disney that features a good lot of Star Wars content at the moment has released a whole new assortment of material today for Star Wars fans. Interestingly, this has all come out based on the New Zealand time zone on Star Wars Day in New Zealand, whereas it looks like US are only going to get a lot of this stuff tomorrow, which is a new phenomenon on the Disney Plus streaming service. Previously, it's all been released at the same point in time globally. So today we saw the final episode of The Clone Wars come out. The Rise of Skywalker is now available to watch. Included with that are a whole lot of extras. When you're watching movies, Star Wars movies or any movies on Disney Plus, don't forget to click on the extras button underneath the movie proper. Included with The Rise of Skywalker are a number of really cool little documentaries, including one about John Williams entitled The Maestro's Finale. That's 12 minutes in length. Really quite enjoyed watching that one. John Williams is undeniably a big part of the entire Star Wars phenomenon and success story.
I feel very lucky to have been able to see him conduct Star Wars music in person at Star Wars Celebration.
And also amongst the extras is a 127-minute, so that's feature-length, documentary called The Skywalker Legacy, which I actually quite enjoyed when we watched it. It covers all aspects of the Star Wars saga, all the Star Wars movies, tying them together in quite a positive and engaging way. Also out today is a new 8-episode docu-series called Disney Gallery The Mandalorian. There's going to be 8 episodes, or 8 chapters as they call them, each focusing on a different aspect of the making of The Mandalorian streaming series. And the first one is available today. We haven't quite watched that one yet, but we're looking forward to getting onto that later this evening, and we'll probably talk about that a little bit next time we podcast.
It's a fun little filler to keep us excited for the second season.
And until we start getting some of the other series as well. So as I mentioned, online shopping is a interesting state of affairs at the moment. You can't go into many retailers while we're in level 3 of the lockdown, but you can, of course, order online, and some stores are offering click and collect with online ordering, but there's also a big influx of courier deliveries taking place at the moment. Of note, we've listed these on the website in our store report sections, and we'll put them again below this podcast in a link section. Toyko have now in stock and have been shipping the 40th anniversary Empire Strikes Back figures, Black Series figures, for $34.99 each. There's 5 figures in that wave, all from the Empire Strikes Back, and also the Imperial Probe Droid in the Black Series 6-inch scale, which is $64.99. They're actually going out the door like as we speak, so you can order those now. We made a post about Star Wars doormats available through SWNZ affiliate The Market on the website earlier in the week. There's 4 different designs of Star Wars welcome mats for $36.95 each. We've got a couple of new relationships with local vendors, and we fully endorse supporting local vendors when making Star Wars purchases at the moment to sort of help the local economy, of course. Pop Guardian is a local online retailer who are getting out the gate quite early with a lot of pre-orders on new Black Series collectibles. If you use the code SWNZ5 at the checkout, you'll get a 5% discount off products that you order there. But take a look at their website, link below, for a whole lot of the new, not yet released Black Series figures, which are selling extremely well, including stuff that's only just been announced in the last few days, like the Luke and Yoda 2-pack and the Boba Fett prototype armor helmet. That's the plain white Boba Fett helmet, which they've got listed for $200. It's a great price for a Black Series helmet. And I think these are interesting if you know about the behind-the-scenes story of the Boba Fett character and armor design, where the very early versions were plain white Stormtrooper style, and he later got his multicolored green-based armor for the actual movie. But the fact that this is a plain white Boba Fett helmet means that it's potentially customizable for people doing Mandalorian costumes and so forth. I think that's a secondary channel that a number of fans may find quite interesting.
So just to clarify, that discount code for 5% is SWNZ5, as the number 5.
Correct.
Not spelt out 5.
Yeah, and we'll reiterate that in the links below. Pop Guardian also have a few older Black Series figures, like the Heavy Mandalorian, which sold out pretty fast from a number of retailers. They have it for $60, which is one of the best prices I've seen locally, so jump onto their website and check that out. Prolectables also have a discount code that you can use, Prolectables. The code is SWNZ, nice and simple. That'll give you a 3% discount. They offer Star Wars products that they have in stock or are available for pre-order. They have a wide range of Funko products. So all the upcoming Pop Vinyl collectibles, of which there are many. Just in the last few weeks, we've seen additions to the Mandalorian line up, including a number of variations of the Baby Yoda, aka the Child, Pop Vinyl figures. And Mighty Ape are still stocking and now shipping a number of Star Wars products, and brand new to them and a number of other local retailers are the new Lego Star Wars helmet sets, which are out now, priced at $99 each from most retailers. Mighty Ape have those shipping out, and a number of fans have already received and even built those. So these are mini-scaled helmets. There's three in the series, Boba Fett, TIE Fighter Pilot, and Stormtrooper, quite a unique new line for Lego.
They're quite cool if you are tempted by Star Wars Lego, but don't feel like you have the desire to build the scenes because they're a little bit addictive. These helmets are quite neat standalone Legos.
Yes.
I'm quite keen to check them out.
I think they're cool display pieces, and they've kind of built them as being good display pieces for your home or even your office. They've got a small footprint in terms of displaying them, so they'll fit tidily on a shelf. I think they'll appeal to a number of different fans. Something we're just getting back into on the SWNZ website a little bit are the fan spotlights, where we take a look at the different ways that local fans collect Star Wars and celebrate their personal Star Wars hobbies. And we've got a number of Star Wars dioramas by local fan Gordon Barry on our website, so take a look at that fan spotlight on SWNZ. And if you're a fan that has a particular collection you'd like to show off, or if you're into customizing or making dioramas or photographing toys or whatever, send us a message through the contact page on SWNZ and we can feature additional fans and, you know, celebrate all the different ways people enjoy Star Wars around New Zealand. We'll have a few more of those fan spotlights coming up over the next little while, including another one coming up next week very shortly. Let's talk about Armageddon Expo just briefly, because this is significantly affected by the coronavirus lockdown. Just recently, following on from the number of cancellations that they've had to put in place, Armageddon Expo have updated all the dates for the rest of the year's worth of conventions around the country. So they're all listed on their website, but just to reiterate, the convention in Christchurch will now take place July 18th to 19th, in Wellington, August the 1st to the 2nd, Tauranga, July 25th to 26th, and in Auckland, it stays on Labour Weekend, October 23rd to 26th. In conjunction with that announcement, they did mention that they don't believe they'll be able to get any international guests even once things settle down in New Zealand in terms of the risk of infection. Locally, international travel is going to remain a little bit problematic for some time, so they just straight up said that they're not going to be able to get international guests for the rest of the year. But what they are going to be doing is holding a number of virtual panels during those conventions where they get guests from a number of different franchises to sign in and talk to an audience via a teleconference.
We attended a virtual panel at last year's Auckland Armageddon, and it was surprisingly engaging. Even though they're physically not on the stage, you still have the opportunity to ask questions and they get to tell their stories. It's still a fun aspect,
even
though they can't be there in person.
Yeah, definitely worthwhile. And they've got a bit of experience with that now, so they run them well. And it's entirely possible that they'll have multiple participants per panel. So there's no dead air. It's a lot of live, you know, talking and interaction. Jumping back to the fact that it's Star Wars Day at the moment, a number of the online games have specific events running. Star Wars The Old Republic, which we're both very keen on and play very frequently, continues with its double experience points boost through to mid-June, June the 16th. And each year they do a May the 4th bonus pet that is sent out to current subscribers via in-game mail, and they're just running with the same theme this year. It's M4Y9, which stands for May the 4th, Year 9, because Star Wars The Old Republic's been running for 9 years now. So if you are a subscriber to Star Wars The Old Republic, next time you log in, you can expect to see the M4Y9 mini astromech droid available in your in-game mail.
The app game Galaxy of Heroes is also running a bit of a celebration for May the 4th. There are double drops on a number of the battle modes, which is great if you're looking to gear up the recently released characters from The Mandalorian. The game now has Cara Dune, Greef Karga, and of course The Mandalorian, who is shaping up to be a very powerful character. I'm really looking forward to getting him geared up in my roster. He's a great addition to a bounty hunter lineup. And over in the Disney Magic Kingdoms app game, they recently released a whole lot of Star Wars characters and content, and there is a Star Wars mini event currently running in celebration of May the 4th, where you can fight probe droids in the game, which is fun. And of course, if you're looking for other Star Wars games, you can check out the most recent release, and sadly the final release, of updated content for Star Wars Battlefront 2. So I'm sure there'll be a bunch of fans jumping in there to check out the new content and to kind of celebrate the game with other fans now that it's come to its sort of conclusion of updates.
Yeah, so that's the final installment for Battlefront 2 in terms of new content. But the game, the servers will remain online, obviously, at this point indefinitely. It almost came out a little bit out of the blue, the fact that that was going to be the last installment, the Scarif maps and so forth, and new characters, skins.
It's definitely a game worth playing and checking out. It's still a lot of fun. Even though there may not be new updates to look forward to, there's still a lot of content there, and they've made a lot of it available for our offline instant action mode. So if you're not a fan of playing against other people, you can still play through the campaign mode, and then a lot of the maps and characters are available for you to play in a single player mode, which we enjoy a lot.
And I think that's important to reiterate. That was something that was a little bit absent at the start. It was hard to play as an individual. You really had to wait for online queues to pop, and that's happening a little, well, considerably less speedily at this point in time, but the game is still incredibly playable. It's improved a lot during the years that it was active. They ditched all those microtransactions that surprisingly a lot of people didn't fully realize. It got a lot of bad press initially, but they really evened things out, and by the people that stuck with it really do enjoy it as a game.
If you're struggling to find a match on the Australasian servers, do check out the West Coast American servers. They are still incredibly busy, and you'll get fast queue pops, particularly at prime American playing times in the evenings.
Yeah, and the lag, the ping's not bad enough to really affect things if you just want to get in there and enjoy it. So that's about it for this installment. I guess we are now done doing talking. Thank you for listening in. Stay tuned to our website at swnz.co.nz for Star Wars news for New Zealanders, and another podcast episode next week. And jump on over to either our Facebook group or the SWNZ message boards to discuss all the latest Star Wars news with other Kiwi fans. Thank you for listening.
And may the Force be with you.